It's time for the Observation Deck with the great Gordo. This is brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Stop it.
What? That's my Gloria Compost.
That's all you've been saying for the last 5 minutes.
I have no idea, John. Why don't you go ahead and do it?
Okay. All right. It's a reference to that audio that we just heard.
We just played it the other day, like 2 days ago.
I know.
You're obsessed with it.
I know. You get obsessed with things, too. Don't act all high horsey on me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, P1
Would
Tony.
You try to focus a little bit?
P1 Tony says that we should do this to the ticker guys, what Dale did to John. He said almost every time you guys tease a particular topic or game for the next segment, the ticker guys typically scoop you. So unfortunate. And yeah, this is a great discussion to have with Rich in studio because he's been on the other side of this. Rich has been across the glass in the ticker booth. And we have had this happen so many times to us.
Yes.
Which is, hey, we'll tell you the crazy thing that happened in last night's game that you're not going to believe or whatever it is, whatever our tease is for our whole next talk segment. And then the ticker guy immediately goes into, this is what happened last night in the game. It was crazy and everything. You're not going to believe it. But
you listen to this and hit the right. Big sound bite. That's the payoff.
So let's explore both sides of this. I know it's frustrating for us as talk show hosts because we build a segment around it. Then we get scooped by the ticker guy. What is it like from y'all's end? Is it a case of not listening to what we're talking, what we tease, or you hear it and you go, well, but I've already prepared my ticker. I've got to do it exactly the way I've had it planned.
A lot of the time it is not knowing what you guys were going to do next, not being prepared. And it's the news of the day. It's a bigger issue for the guys in the afternoon because stories change. You know, in the morning we come in and we know what all the stories are,
mm-hmm.
but breaking news happens, and then you're sitting there as the news guy over there. I use air quotes for the ticker guy, not for you.
Okay, yeah, I'm no air quote news guy.
Absolutely. And it's like, well, I have to give the news. This is the big story.
Yeah.
And so you get conflicted. I will say, Craig Miller was the best about telling me a segment or two before, hey, we're going to do this at this segment, so could you keep it out of the ticker?
Yeah.
And I say, sure.
I didn't give you any heads up on my future plans.
No,
or anything like that.
But generally your stories weren't showing up in the tickers either.
Right. You didn't have to worry about it.
No.
And a lot of times it's no really big deal if we're going to talk about the Rangers and Will mentions this morning what happened last night, we're going to take a much deeper dive into it and what's happened not only last night, but for the last 2 months. So, but yeah, if it is an incident in a game, like, you know, guy's leg got broken in half.
You have some controversial audio post game.
Yeah.
And say, hey, don't play that in this ticker. No problem. Long as you let me know.
And usually on the morning show, we cover that, like, hey, don't use that. I know that was a pretty strong quote from Kid, but we're going to use it here. Do you have it there in the ticker room?
And wow. So you've actually ordered a ticker guy not to do something?
It's called coordination.
100%.
Communication, sir.
I'm a superstar, so you don't use that.
I don't talk to...
Ride or go to the park or the zoo.
Yeah. Hang on with the zoo comment until maybe your next ticker.
But George was, I remember Rich telling me that George was the worst at yelling at ticker guys. I remember that clearly.
Actually, it might have been Craig Miller.
Junior can get upset. We all do from time to time.
Yeah, thank you. It happens.
All right. Did you see Katy Perry's response? Some fans supposedly rented out the billboard, a billboard in Times Square, telling telling Katy to ignore the hate, that we're still behind you. Now, Katy Perry, of course, is...
She's an astronaut.
Yeah, she got dragged pretty hard for the whole going up there to space, coming back down and
afterwards,
kissing the ground, and said it was great to finally be back on Mother Earth and holding a daisy up to the sun as she was still at the top of the steps to get off of the spacecraft. While people are waiting back behind her, and she's holding a daffodil up to the sun.
And she did this all 8 minutes after they left.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, as soon as you brought her name up, you missed it. But Man, I get a huge eye roll for you on that one.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
You're not a...
She drive you crazy?
A Katie yes. Cat?
No.
I think that's what her fans call themselves. Katie Cats. So this billboard is put up there, and she's been having a struggling tour. Ticket sales have not been going well. That album that she released, her big comeback album, that's been dragged, said it was just horrible. And I've heard part of it, and there's some legitimate criticism.
How's her dance album?
Huh? It's just... You know, what Katie reminds me of, and I've seen interviews she's done to support this album, and it just strikes me as a person who got the latest copy points from 10 years ago and is spouting them out. It's just so, all of it just feels empty.
Yeah.
And all of them, and the music but seems real generic. I mean, it's like generic empowerment talk, you know? I mean, this album, its theme is that women can actually make music. It's like, okay, did
well, they've been doing that for a long time, including
what
you.
What are you talking about?
Okay, but, and I haven't heard the record. I do feel for the pop star, and I think it is different for the female pop star to, I don't know if you have to reinvent yourself or keep doing the same thing and stay relevant.
Right.
I think that's really tough on them.
Yes.
I feel for her.
Yeah, and if you're a female pop star, you've got to dance as well as sing at your shows, and it's a lot of stuff that we require out of our female pop stars.
And you've always
but at
been
the same
ahead of
time, they are more celebrated than male pop stars. The biggest people in music generally are women.
Yeah,
you've always been ahead of the curve though on her dancing, I believe.
I just said that, yeah, she doesn't.
It's
always...
Taylor Swift that he always
and, well, her,
no,
her too.
It was definitely Katy Perry. Years ago.
Katy Perry was the original one that I said.
She didn't sell her moves.
She didn't commit to her moves.
Or commit to her moves, yeah.
And she did like a Super Bowl halftime or something, I think. And
Dancing Shark.
Dancing, that was where I really
right
first...
Right Shark or whatever it was, Left Shark.
I first paid that close attention to her, and I was like, yep.
See?
Gordon nailed it.
See there? Thank you.
I think she dances just right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're creepy about it.
What do you mean? I was evaluating her dancing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, gosh, I wish I...
And on the whole space thing, can we cut her some slack there?
I agree. This is the thing.
Any other human does that, you go, oh, my God, that was unbelievable. I think I saw God for the first time.
Yes. It's incredible. She goes to space. She comes back down. She's very moved by the experience, so she talks about it. But here's the problem is Katie's just...
It's her delivery?
I think she's just kind of a dork. Not in a good way, though.
Okay.
And so she doesn't realize how she comes off. You know, basically, it reminds me a lot of, this is a weird comparison, of Biden.
What?
You know how Biden, the things that got...
Come on, man. I don't want to go to space. That's a bunch of malarkey up there, man.
No, that's not Katy Perry as Biden as Katy Perry. You know how, you'll see this with a lot of older progressives. They'll issue the lines that got great applause 15 years ago, and they're woefully, painfully out of date now and sound real, ooh, that's not... Hey, I love blacks, man. You know, and you're like, oh, you know, maybe. He's black. So, Katie just comes across that way. We're just doing these interviews, and like, you know, women, I think that women are strong. And I think that women can be the future. You know, men are so stupid. And you're just cringing the whole way through. Just let's get it over with. Come on, let's just move on. Yay! Come on, move on.
Not talking about this.
So her and Katie was dragged pretty badly online. So her fans do a billboard Times Square. We support you, Katie. You're the best thing. So then Katie issues a statement. She says, I'm so grateful for you guys. This is in a tweet or a gram. We're in this beautiful and wild journey together. I can continue to remain true to myself, heart open, and honest, especially because of our bond. I love you guys and have grown up together with you and am so excited to see you all over the world this year. Please know I am okay. I have done a lot of work around knowing who I am and what is real and what is important to me. My therapist said something. years ago that has made a game changer. That has been
that has been a game changer.
No one can make you believe something about yourself that you don't already believe about yourself.
Okay, this is good advice for young women. What's wrong with
and
this?
And if I ever do have any feelings about it, then it's an opportunity to investigate the feeling underneath it. When the online world tries to make me a human pinata, I take it with grace. Send them love.
I think that's a great attitude.
Because I know that so many people are hurting in so many ways.
You got the attitude, dog.
You've got the attitude, dog, in high school football. Because I know some people are hurting in so many ways, and the internet is very much, this is the line that she had is actually good writing, is very much a dumping ground for the unhinged and unhealed.
That is very true.
Good line. What's real is seeing your faces every night, seeing in unison, reading your notes, feeling your warmth. As we roll and bask in a land of emotional daffodils, we all continue to live, laugh, love, learn, and be our best selves and live our best lives.
I support you, Katie. I think you're saying the right things.
Yeah. You're behind her 100%.
I am behind her.
Oh, God. she goes on and she says, I know we are healing each other. In a small way.
We're healing each other.
When I get to do that, it's great. She continues, I'm not perfect. Oh, I'm not perfect. And I actually have omitted that word from my vocabulary.
Wow.
She says. Right.
So someone pitches a perfect game and she can't say that.
No. She can't say it. And somehow she got someone to type that word for her in here.
Does she know what a... It's not my vocabulary anymore.
Does she know what a perfect game is?
No, not everyone's required to know baseball.
Baseball?
Admitted it from my vocabulary. I'm on a human journey.
Indeed.
She's on a human journey.
Indeed.
Is this tweet going to end soon?
What kind of journey are you guys
on? Just falling asleep.
Playing the game of life. She's on a human journey, playing the game of life with an audience of many, and sometimes I fall.
We all do, Katie.
But I get back up and go on and continue to play the game, and somehow through my battered and bruised adventure, I keep looking to the light. And in that light, a new level unlocks. And then she put a heart.
Okay.
Yay!
So that statement again starts off,
No.
Out of time on that.
We are out of time.
What?
Well, I support her. And I feel bad for her because I think she's in that tough spot of being a pop star and trying to stretch that into two or three decades, and that's a hard
thing. One of the real problems, though, with her is she works with Dr. Luke and has continued to, despite the rape allegations against him. And people are really mad about that. And Katie's fans have gone after Kesha, who is the person who said that Dr. Luke
raped her.
And Katie defends Dr. Luke and still works with him and so on. But anyway, go ahead, George. You were saying you support
her. I didn't even know that story.
100%.
He knows a lot of details about
it. Yeah, you do.
100%, George.
I didn't know that
story. You said that you supported her. Well, what do you do now?
Who's Dr. Luke?
He's her physician, I think.
Another spare like Dr. Oz? Or what's his deal?
When she falls on the journey of life, he helps her patch up her knee.
I have no idea who Dr. Luke is.
He's her producer.
Okay.
A physician.
Okay. Producer?
Physician.
Okay.
He's a physician player.
Who would you rather have, Dr. Luke or that bag of hot air, Dr. Oz?
Oh. Man, why are you hating on Dr. Oz so much? He saved our country when he was elected senator from Pennsylvania. Was that where he was running? He lost, but
he looks like a Martian, and he's lucky he didn't get slapped upside the head.
You know the backstory, right, Rich? Dr. Oz commented on, he complimented you, I think.
He didn't compliment me.
When we were having a bike ride together, and ever since then, George has hated him.
He was trying to pick up on our traffic reporter.
You didn't know that.
He said, oh, I see why you're in the race. And we're in a bicycle race. Relay or something. I don't know what it was. And
relay races build excitement.
It wasn't
a
relay. It was just a ride around the American Airlines Center. And looks at me and goes, not sure why you're here.
Very doctorly, though. He said it very doctorly, a very caring doctor
way.
Very
doctorly?
Yeah.
And I said, to slap a-holes like you, Chief.
You did not say that to him.
Yeah, I did, too.
No, you didn't. He was our guest.
Yeah, I did.